I had a day off blogging and podcasting yesterday, so this is a bit of a catch-up. Over the weekend, we spent our time writing up the workshop from Friday, and we had some fantastic feedback on the workshop from people who were there, saying how much they'd enjoyed it and how effective it had been. I think finishing on time really helped with that, but we got some good outputs from that, a very clear indication of who could do what bits of the pilot, and some insights into the difficulty we might face as we move forward, but also the ways in which we can overcome those difficulties. So that was really good. Today we had an early start and went to see our friends at Keepers Zambia Foundation. They're the people who've been doing work on SODIS and who are in fact about three doors down from where we're staying, coincidentally. And so we went through the workshop with, the output of the workshop with them, and talked about their capacity to deliver community-based training and sensitisation into hygiene, sanitation and the use of oral rehydration salts. So that was really good. And then the rest of the day we've been trying to restructure the pilot according to the recommendations that came out of the workshop and trying to do some initial costings, although we'll leave the costings to the partners to do. We just wanted to get a rough idea of how much the whole thing might cost. But now the pilot's divided into three phases really, but we're only calling it phase one and phase two. Phase one is in two parts. The first part is essentially desk research, digging out baseline data, getting the APOD properly designed and made. And then the second part, the first phase, is like a mini pilot in one particular district around one particular wholesaler, just to make sure all the systems we've put in place will work. And then phase two, which would start 6 months after phase one, phase two would pick up on all that work and expand it out probably to two districts plus a control district. And that would run for a year. So we'd get a picture of how things change through the different seasons. Tomorrow we're off to UNICEF at 2 to talk about the logical framework for the project with the logical framework expert there. And then on Wednesday, I think we've got essentially a free day. Oh no, Wednesday I'm hoping to go out on a Coca-Cola lorry. So I've made arrangements with the guy in charge of distribution in the south of the country to go not right out into a rural area, but off the main line of rail, which is all pretty rural. So we're going to do that on Wednesday, I hope, there and back in a day. And then on Thursday, on Wednesday evening, we'll pick up the vehicle that we've been loaned, and we're driving up to Impica. That'll be on the Thursday. Hopefully arriving there about 2 p.m, having left here at about 6 in the morning. We'll spend the day in Impica, hopefully going around health centres in the district. That will be on Friday. And on Saturday we'll do some personal stuff, like go and see our old house and things like that, and start travelling back about 10 or 11 o'clock. So we get back to Lusaka on Saturday before it's dark. So there we are, that's the rest of the trip pretty much planned out.